The Double Rock Band is made up of three Spurl siblings and a friend. The Spurls live on a little family farm, about a 20-minute drive south of Petersburg. When you walk in the front door, three violins are hanging on the wall at eye level. So, not surprisingly, there's live music coming from within the home. But if you didn't know better, you might think it's adults jamming out instead of kids ages 11 to 15. He's big around the middle and he's across the room, going 9 miles an hour. This song about a bear, Old Slewfoot, is the band's favorite to play.
That one's fun. All of us have a part in it, and yeah, it's upbeat and funny.
At 15, Kelsa Spurl is the oldest in the group and kind of the de facto band leader.
This will be our third time going to Folk Fest playing, so both with the Fiddleheads the last two times. So this is our first time going by ourselves without lots of other people on stage, so it's going to be kind of exciting.
The Fiddleheads was another much larger youth group in Petersburg, which had about a dozen members. These four have been playing as the Double Rock Band for less than a year, practicing about twice a week. Besides Kelsa, there are her two brothers, Corin, who is 13, and Cole, who is 11, and they all play with their friend Aaron Funt, who is 14. Corin has focused on the guitar since he was 6. The other three started out on the violin. Aaron has since moved on to the upright bass, and Cole, the mandolin.
I just taught myself the mandolin 2 years ago, I think it was, but I started fiddle when I was 6. And then I started piano about a year ago.
So between the fiddle, the mandolin, the piano, do you have a specific passion in there, or are they all the same to you?
I like the fiddle and mandolin a lot better than piano. But.
And do you know why that is?
Because they sound better.
So with all the musicians under the same roof, where's the music coming from? I ask their mother, Tasha Spurl.
You know, we don't really exactly know where the music's coming from, because it's not really coming from Donald and I.
But these days, the band and the parents agree. They're pretty much committed to music. Here's what the band members have to say about why they like to play music, starting with upright bassist Aaron Funt.
Once you get good enough to play in a band, it gets really easy. Whereas like when I was younger in the band, you have to learn all the songs. Now that I play with the Spurls, I know a lot of the songs, so it's a lot more easy and you can have fun.
I don't know, it's nice to hear your instrument make a good sound once you know how to play it, you know? And then especially playing with other people and like my brothers and Aaron, it's cool because we can make so much like sound with just four instruments. It's really fun.
Well, I like it because, you know, you can actually make music. And used to be, you know, you just kind of listen to people playing music, whether it's up on stage or in the car or just on a CD or something, you know. I guess I always thought when people are playing this music on a CD or whatever, that there has to be this big orchestra, but just like I think maybe Kelsa mentioned that, and it's fun just because even with a little bit of instruments, you know, if you know how to play them, you can make things really sound good. So I like that.
What about you, Cole? What do you like about?
They all kind of took my ideas, but one of the things that I like is when I hear a song on the radio or I just remember a song that I heard, then I can look it up on a website or something and print out the music and then look it up on YouTube and listen to some more, and then I can actually, if it's an easier song, then I can learn it. So that's really fun to do that. Even if it's a really hard song, then if it doesn't sound very good with just like plucking, then Corin can play the guitar for me while I play on the mandolin, and it sounds really nice like that.
In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay.